Father, we really do thank you. We praise you for being in this church this day, moving upon your people. Father God, I thank you for dealing with the hearts. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, your Son Jesus, angelic host. And Father God, this is your service. You will handle it the way you want it handled. And we will give you all the praise and the honor and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I keep forgetting, I have this in my hand. Before I get started this morning on the teaching, I was sitting in the office last night asking God, you know, what I could do for the bulletin front. And I heard the word, what was the word I heard? Huh? Inspection. Thank you. And I thought inspection, well, there's really no Christian pictures for inspection. And then I got to looking it up scripture, and it means your day of visitation. Quite a teaching it will be. But what's been going on is God has been testing us, putting us through tests and trials. And right now what he's doing is he's coming your way to evaluate you and how you did in your test and your trials. And then if you didn't pass, you're rejected. But if you passed, then he's going to go ahead and use you for this end time movement that he's in. So I will be trying to get something together because it's quite involved. The word inspection is in the word quite a few times. But it all boils down to God judging you with what you did with your when you was going through your test and your trials. Why do you think the Israelite children, for example, failed test after test after test, and they didn't go into the promised land? So whatever it is God's been testing you with is what he's now judging you. All right, how he's judging you. And he forewarned you. He kept telling you that you had to get yourself together. So whether you did or not, God's soon going to tell you. It's grading time, I guess, is the way you can put it. You know, the last service, God told me, he said, I want you to hug the people. When you hug the people, I'm putting my love into them. And that's what God's glory is all about. It's God's glory. He's releasing himself into you. So all the different things he's been doing here for the past, 6 months, maybe a year, he's been putting himself into us. What are we doing with what he's putting us, what putting into us? All right, he smothered us with love Wednesday night. But how many of you picked that up and are carrying it out in your daily life? See, when God places himself in you, then you're supposed to act that out. And he placed all of his love in you, so now you should be a love vessel. Dripping love everywhere you go. I know what's been going on, and some of you didn't quite get it. And I don't know if you'll ever get it, because, you know, all these songs this morning were giving glory to the Father. You know, if it wouldn't be for Jesus, you wouldn't even be sitting here. And you know, and I kept saying, God, what are you going to do? But you know, there's people in here that your heart's not right, and you really don't even want to be here. You don't really want to. You don't want to sell yourself out to God. You want God to let you be what you are. And you know, you're going to go to hell if you do that. So that's why God didn't move. Because there's hearts in here that are hardened, and you'd rather stay in your pigsty than to get into God's glory. Now, what I'm going to teach on that, that was just a little tidbit I passed on to you, all right? The truth sets you free. I don't care who you are. The truth sets you free. Some people can't stand the truth, but that's okay. That's really all right, because I'm not walking your walk, you're walking your walk. I walk mine, you walk yours, the next person walks theirs. But God's always in control of all things. You have to remember that. And, you know, God's also showed me this past week that if God has touched you and you aren't changing the way you're living, and let's just say he gave you a healing of some sort, that sickness is going to come back on your body. I can do a teaching on that too, and that's in the Word. So, you know, if you got a healing or even a partial healing and it's all coming back, it's because you are not changing. God needs his people to change in this hour. You know, somebody didn't, God said something about somebody not really receiving all he had Wednesday night. It doesn't, you don't have to fall to the ground. And you don't have to fall instantly. You know, it just might take you a while to stand there and receive all that God has for you. You know, but don't let that be part of making you think you are something. You know, just let God touch you. See what he wants. And right now, people are wondering, what, you know, where am I at with God? You're the only one knows that. I don't know that. Unless God tells me, you're the only one that knows that. You can tell me anything you want to tell me, but God knows the honest truth about where you're really at with him. So don't come to me and ask me where you're at with God. You go to God and ask God, where do I stand with you? You know? All right, we talked about this years and years ago, but Bob Jones' experience about the glory. People are taking the glory and they're twisting it. There really isn't even the glory. It's some sort of false thing, and they're twisting that thing. And, you know, as long as you're twisting it, God can't really move upon you the way he wants to. We have to take God at his word. So this is what Bonnie Jones, his wife, wrote, because he passed away. 4 years prior to Bob's passing, he would say that he was looking forward to his 85th birthday because, like Caleb, he would receive his promises. Bob was born in the small town of Gravely, Arkansas, on February 4th, 1930. Satan, right now, in the name of Jesus, you have no authority in the Lighthouse Church. You weren't invited, and you can leave. Thank you. This is God's house. This is God's throne, and the enemy is not welcome. And Father God, I thank you that your angelic hosts are moving throughout this room. And Father God, remove the enemy of our souls. Remove him right now. And Holy Spirit, I invite you to come in all your glory right now. Saturate these people. Let them have ears to hear and eyes to see. And Father, I thank you. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Bonnie Jones talking about her husband, Bob Jones. Since 2015 will mark Bob's year of promise, I would like to share Bob's teaching and revelation regarding his promise of the returning glory. He recorded a CD titled The Glory Train in 2010. Therefore, I'm using excerpts from it and leaving the text in the manner that he spoke it so you can hear his heart and feel his spirit as you read it. In other words, she's not changing his words. It was always Bob's desire to encourage people and bring them to a higher level in the spirit. An excerpt from The Glory Train spoken by Bob Jones in 2010. A year ago, I had a vision and I waited a while to put it all together. And this is a vision I had. The train had come and I boarded it. I had a ticket and a seat. It was a very long train and it didn't have any boxcars on it. It was all just one long, large train. And you could see from the beginning of the train to the end of it, there were literally thousands of people on this train and they were all sitting down. I want to stop there. You know, Wednesday night, you know, God moved in a fantastic way. And Aaron took me out the door and I said, oh, my Lord, it's raining. And I walked into the rain. It felt like somebody just poured a bucket of water right smack dab on me. And I said, thank you, Jesus. You told me you were going to pour out the former and the latter rain. You know, by the time I just walked around the car and got in, I was soaking wet. And then I found out Aaron said after he got me in the car, the rain stopped. I mean, it didn't really all stop altogether, but the deluge that came down, and I forgot who was in front of me getting in their car, but we were all laughing because I just felt like it was a former and latter rain being poured down upon us after a great outpouring of a spirit inside the church. You know, I really did. I just, and you know, just such an anointing on that rain didn't bother me at all. That was cold and wet because you know what? I'd rather be cold and wet than burning in a lake of fire. I really would. All right. So Bob Jones said, so I found my seat and I sat down also. And I was wondering, where's this train going? What is this train? I saw the conductor come by. So I asked him, what is this train? He said, this is a glory train. Now I said, where are we heading? He said, to any city that wants it. This city wants the glory. Amen. Delaware wants the glory. They just don't know it yet. But we know they want it, right? And I really believe in the God that, you know, God told us that it was going to start here and move on out. And I believe in God for that. I believe God's word. I don't care how what it sounds like. I believe God's word. All right, he said, we will begin to, where are we heading? He said, to any city that wants it, and said, when will we arrive? He said, we will begin to arrive in 2012. It was in this time frame that God spoke to me. This is me speaking. It was in this time frame that God spoke to me and told me the glory was in the church, but not in all of its fullness. All right. Then he gave me and this is Bob Jones. Then he gave me an egg and said, when do I get to break open this egg? And he answered, in 2012. I said, what is this egg? What's inside this egg? And he said, time. You see, there was no time before man. Time was created for man, and in this egg, there is yesterday's, today's, and tomorrow's time. And every time you hear the train whistle, it will remind you of the coming glory. That was the end of his vision. So Bonnie and I traveled to some places, and one of the first places was Atlanta. And when I brought this revelation, a train passed by, and we heard the train whistle really loud. Then we went to a restaurant, and all we saw was pictures of trains on the walls. And then we went to Knoxville, Tennessee, and I brought this revelation, and a train began to whistle. I noticed an artist was painting the glory train, so I've been waiting for the rest of it to come together, and I felt today was a day to begin to make the tape of the glory train. Now, I want to stop there. These guys, you live right next to the railroad track, so every time you hear the whistle, you should say, that's a glory train, and keep saying that until it manifests. Amen? Two promises were given to me in the past, Bob Jones speaking, when I came back from death on August 8, 1975. The first promise that I was to come back and touch some of the leaders of the church to prepare them for the greatest harvest of all time, which would be 1 billion people coming into the Lord in one great harvest. And this is where we're at today. God is bringing in this harvest right now. And then I was told to get ready, for I would live to see the glory return. For he showed me a couple of months before 1975 that the glory was departing. Remember, God told me that also. And I said, Lord, how can we live down here without the glory? I saw the glory often in the early 70s. I saw many men and women that had the glory on them, for they shone. They had an inner glow. And I had asked him, why are you pulling back the glory? And he told me, because people have been marketing his glory for their own lust, their own purposes, and their own plans, and he was removing it. And that's exactly what God told me. And I told you that that's what was going on. And Bob Jones said, I totally missed the glory, and I told the Lord to take me home now. I just don't want to live down here without your glory. So he gave me this promise. He said, you will live to see it return, but you'll be old, but you will live to see it return. Now, you know, what he was saying here, okay, so God, you're taking the glory out. I can't live on this earth without the glory. And whenever you walk in the Spirit, and then you don't feel the Spirit, it's just like a walking dead person. And this is what Bob Jones was saying. Now, several of these people that I saw that really shone beautifully one by one, I saw them fall. It was like they couldn't handle the glory because they took it for themselves instead of glorifying the Father. So then I understood why the glory was removed. And that all went on. And thank God he has brought the glory back. And I thank God that it's getting stronger and stronger. But I want to tell you something about the coming glory. It will ruin you. You will never, this is Bob Jones speaking here. You will never be any good for the world again. You will live to be in that glory. All right. So really, truly, what God's trying to do is to ruin us. He's trying to take away all this flesh and make us totally his people. He can do that. I don't care. That glory is a feeling of well-being like you never had before. It's like that glory wrapped you like in a cocoon of the anointing, and you can feel so secure, so loved, and so wonderful. And really and truly, if you really give your heart to God, that's exactly what he does to you. I know I feel like I'm encased in some sort of cocoon. I don't even know what time it is. I don't know what day it is, and I really don't care what's going on. I've been feeling like that for 2 weeks now, and it's getting stronger and stronger. It doesn't matter what my life is about. It's all about God dropping his glory in all of its fullness and people being changed. Now, I was talking about the church in Florida, and I was telling him back there, you know, God told us he's going to fill this church up and then give us a brand new building. Well, in the Florida, if you remember, they filled their little church up. In fact, I went there twice, and they were carrying the people out, laying them in the grass. But they built a great big church. And they moved from the little church over to the big church. But they kept the other church going too. So that got me encouraged, you know, because God said he's going to fill this one. God filled their church up. And then he built them a brand new church. Perry Stone was there one time I was there. And he's like, I can't believe this. You know, and he walks in the glory itself. But the glory was so strong. All right. And this coming glory, we cannot take this glory for our selfish purposes. This is why it's been so long in returning, and we must glorify God in it. Those songs today, you know, God always puts a song service together, but he wanted you people to understand who he is and that he's the one that's causing everything to happen, that he is more than worthy to be praised. I'm sitting up here, I can feel in the spirit what's going on behind me, and I couldn't believe some of you could not give God the full glory he needs, he deserves. I don't know where your mind's at. Check your shoes. Yeah, your mind could be in your shoe. I mean, because if you can't glorify God, why do you think God's going to take you into his heavenly realm? Come on. So one of the main things I see getting ready to take place with this coming glory is John 14:13. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. For this coming glory will be with such signs and wonders as you have never seen before. And this is all Bob Jones talking all this. But we already know this because God's been telling us this too. Even doing greater things than what Christ did, because he's going to the Father, made it possible for us to do this. Now, the deliverance ministries tell me that God is so strong during deliverances that spirits are just popping out. So, you know, and God said he was going to be doing this. See, you guys don't even know what's going on. You sit around in your own little houses, in your own little worlds, and you don't understand how powerfully God's really moving. You know, and but I'm waiting for the day whenever God said when they walk through the door, they'll be delivered. They won't have to call Brother Allen or whoever, or Brother Chris, and say, set me up. God already set them up. You know? You know, God said, I can't have what I used to have, but I can remember when people walked through the door and went in the spirit. We had to pull them aside so that people could come through the door. But God said, I can't have that, because what he's taken us, this church, into is greater than what we're leaving, what we left behind. And so maybe he's going to put them out in their car. I don't know. But whatever he does, it doesn't matter to me as long as his glory is being seen. This coming glory is to glorify one thing. It's to glorify the Father. And this is why the Lord has been dealing in our spirit man for our conscience all these years, to bring us to a place where we wouldn't sell out to the world. Did you hear what he said? But we would glorify the Father in everything that we do. I don't know how many of you go home and even on your way home or just thank God for moving into church, but I do that every service. I do it before service. I do it after service. Because without God, we are nothing. Without God, this church wouldn't even exist. He needs all the glory. Amen. He needs a vessel. You know, Benny Hinn and can't think of her name, the healing ministry. They weren't even in their churches and God moved. They were the vessel that God used to open the doors. And then the people come through the doors and God did the rest. Catherine Kuhlman, I was trying to think of. And she said that's why she died, because she was upset because God gave somebody else her same anointing. Isn't that a shame? She died at a young age because she didn't want to share the anointing. The anointing's not for us. The anointing's for God to move and put it on other people. He said back in the early 70s, wherever you walk, people would see you shining. I'm talking about those that were unsaved. They would see you shining. Sometimes they would just want to draw up close to you because they would say, I've been so depressed. Can I sort of stand by you? Because when I stand by you, I'm not depressed anymore. I don't know what it is, but whatever you got, I need. And I've been watching some of you people, and you used to have dull-looking faces. But now the glory's all over you, and you're just shining like a star. And you can ask any of the staff. I talk about it all the time, about how, did you see the glory on them tonight? Did you see how they were shining? See how they were laughing when they left the church? You know, you've been trying on your own to make that happen. It didn't happen. And then when the glory drops, it happens. Amen. Evangelism was that easy. It's God's glory is what he said. I don't see how you could do really good power evangelism without God's glory. Absolutely true. And every one of these things is first and foremost in the name of the Son as he came to glorify the Father. So in the name of Jesus, as we begin to move in these latter times, we will see some of the greatest signs and wonders you've ever seen. And it's all to glorify the Father. You know, I used to evangelize, you know, I'd go into these churches. I didn't have never seen these people, and God would tell them their life's history. You know how he is. He's mouthy. And so then they wanted what I had. You know, they wanted the power and the glory of God, and they got it. Some really want, they got it. So what you have is not for you to hoard inside of you. It's to freely give. And as you freely give, then God fills you back up again. All right. We're in a time of the coming glory. We're in a time of rain. I believe this rain is going to be literally like what they call a latter rain. This is Bob Jones speaking. I believe what's getting ready to take place really is a latter rain, and it will never end. See, and this is me speaking. God told me he was bringing the former and latter rain together. But he also told me once he starts what he's been doing here for a while now, he isn't going to end it. Just different people were in here today that just brought in spirits that weren't of God, and so he didn't move. But I'm saying, God, I don't want anybody to stop your moving of the Spirit. You know, because that happened and people really needed it didn't get it yet. I don't know. God hasn't finished with the service yet. Do you understand this? Don't hinder the moving of the Spirit. Let God move. God told me he'd bring in the former and latter rain together. I also believe it is a reign of a king. I believe that we're going to begin to anoint Jesus as king. And I believe he's going to begin to reign over our hearts again. And we're going to begin to glorify the Father. He goes on to say, so what's in the Father's heart is going to be relayed to his sons and his daughters' hearts through repentance and praise. So get ready to lift your hands back up to him again. Lift everything back up to him. Lift that glory back up to him. It's just as when you do things right in the natural, you glorify your father and your mother. And see, God puts a song service together. So I didn't use the last song because God moved the other day. I did not do that. In fact, I didn't want to use it because I wanted it in there. Why did he want that song in there? He wanted you to glorify him. He wanted you to understand his presence was here. nothing else. All right. I believe you're getting ready to see the glorifying of the Heavenly Father. And I would sort of say concerning the mother, I believe the mother is in the church. God loves the church, and I believe the enemy has walls around the church that God kept the church imprisoned. We know that, don't we? The enemy did have walls around the church, but God said he's breaking those walls down. He told us that, right? And the church is now going to repent and come back to their first love, and God's going to be able to use those churches. The glory is going to blow those walls down, and the church is coming out to accomplish some things it was meant to do. And, you know, whenever I hear church, read church, who is the church? Every one of us in here together, we make up the church. So he said the glory is going to blow walls down, and church is coming out to accomplish some things it was meant to do. So you individually, the walls are going to be blown down that's around about you, and then you're going to be able to do the things that God has foreordained for you to do. All right? And the church will experience the greatest harvest of all time that will never come to an end. The Lord revealed to me on August 8, 1975, when I was 45 years old, that I would see promises that were given to me come into being when I was 85. And that's 2015. So I'm going to be around to see this take place. I'm going to begin to see the glory of God in the fields, the harvest fields that will never come to an end. I'm going to begin to see that glory on praise, intercession, prophecy, and repentance on a level that's never been before, a glory that's 10 times anything that's ever been. You know, he says 2015. And remember, I kept saying, God, when are you going to send the glory? When are you going to send the glory? He said, the glory's already here. It's just not here in its fullness. He said, but you will see it in its fullness. So way back then, it was in the church. And even though we were crying out for it, it was already here. We should have went by the scripture God gave us, and we would have understood what God was saying. How many know that we don't always understand what God's saying to us? We think he's saying one thing, and it's totally opposite of what we think. You know, that's why God says that, you know, we don't understand him. So we are on that glory train, and anytime you hear a train whistle, just say this in your thinking. I'm on that train. I'm on God's glory train. My future is in his glory train, and that's where I'll abide with him. And all of my time down here, that glory train will get bigger and bigger, because when it stops in the city, that city will no longer belong to the enemy. It will belong to the Father. So guys, God said he was going to use a lighthouse to bring the glory. So you have to work on that. I'm already working on it. I need y'all to work with me on that. We're going to watch God revive Delaware. We're going to watch God revive Dover. We're going to watch the enemy being put in his place. And we're going to see God be glorified in Dover. I wanted to move from Delaware, and God said, no, I need you here. Nobody wants to stay, but I need you here. So I'm here. I've been persecuted and everything else, but I'm staying because this is where God wants me. And I'm believing that God meant exactly what he said, that he's going to use a lighthouse. All right? I'm not bragging. I just know what the Father told me. All right, get ready for entire cities to be saved. And get ready for the glory to shine at night like streaks of flames, like fireworks, to where you'll visibly begin to see his glory. And I really believe, Brother Johnny, whenever you were touched the other night, you saw the red orange. I really think that's what you saw. He said you will see streaks of flames like fireworks, to where you'll visibly begin to see his glory. God mightily touched you Wednesday night. It's a coming glory, but I don't believe we have to wait long for it to come. I believe it's at the door waiting, and shortly it will come through. The glory is already here. All you have to do is trust God and believe in him and believe his words and walk into it. So be excited in these times and get aboard the glory train. That's the invitation. Get aboard that glory train and let's ride with him in his glory as we glorify the Father. So in Jesus' name, these things I spoke, let it enter into your conscience, your spirit man, to where you shine in inner shining and inner glory that will shine in the darkest night, that will never let darkness come in. Are you ready to enter into that true glory of God? For you see, now remember what we first started. What did I say that word was? What? Inspection. Alan said, God always gives you one word, and it means so much. Remember now, God's inspecting you. How did you fare in your test and your trials? For you see, when light shines, darkness hides, and you're the shining light. And this is what he's saying, shine. God just keeps telling me my people will be the brightest light. They will snuff out all darkness, and I'm waiting to see that day. Because God spoke us, so it's going to happen. And even though you might think, well, my light's not quite as bright as it should be, it's going to be. Because when that glory strikes you, all things change. That's your glory. And this is what he is saying, shine. That's your glory. Don't put a bushel over your glory, but let your glory so shine so that man may see the glory and come to the knowledge and to salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. Then Bonnie Jones says, I hope that this encourages you to go higher in the Lord and live daily with greater expectations for the returning glory. Bob, like Caleb, entered into his promises and brought the next generation forward. Now it's up to us to carry forth a torch and ignite the fires. That's just a review of what God has been doing. But I know with everything in me that we are getting ready to see the greatest outpouring of glory that the world, the church has seen in quite a while, quite a long time. God said, I'm hearing him say, don't get caught up in hearsay, but get caught up in his glory. Let him manifest himself to you. He wants you to know that he is God, that he is in control. Don't let anybody steal what God has already given you, because that is happening right now. The enemy is out there trying to steal what God has given his children. Some are allowing him to do that, and some are not. Don't you be one of those who allow him to do that. Amen. You know, just like when Brother Alfonso back there, he got all excited, you know, was praising whatever, and everybody's looking around, what's going on? Don't worry about that. He just was, I mean, the glory just hit him, and he just was understanding things, and he was excited. I love it when you get excited, you know? I love it, because that means you're listening, and that means God's touching, and that means God is changing, and that means we are right where God wants us to be, on the glory train, going from city to city, town to town, touching people where we go. And I'm hearing God say that the nursery is closed. And now I'm sending you out. Amen. No more baby junk. We are ready to go. Are you ready to go? If you're this is what God wants. If you're really ready to go, come on up here and let God give you that special touch.